Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 14th of November 2011. All of the technology news from the previous weekend in around 5 minutes. So London 2012 is going to get super high vision broadcast. It's going to be filmed here in London, of course, because that's where the games are. And it's going to go out to the US, Japan and some UK locations. It's our blooming games and we're only getting some of it in some of the areas. I bet London's going to get some, aren't they? It's not fair. The resolution is going to be 16 times more than a standard 1080p display. So it's going to be 7,680 pixels by 4,320. So you've only got a year to find something that's going to play that kind of resolution and never work again afterwards and never work up to it. Let me think. Shall I spend the money or not? Apple is going to replace all first-gen iPod Nano models. If you've got one of these, this is the piano black one or the plain white one that you could get. If it's one of those, then there is a battery fault. Apparently, a supplier managed to make some up that had a bad batch to them. And based on the fact that Apple can't trace them, they're going to replace everyone. So go in your drawers, look out your original first-gen iPod Nanos and take it down to your local Apple store. Fill out a form and you'll get a brand new iPod. Yes. I'm going to look for mine now because I reckon I've got three kicking around here somewhere. iPhone users are complaining about battery life. Yes, you have got deja vu. It was the story we did last week and that's what iOS 5.01 was supposed to fix. Apparently, they've got worse! Yes, iPhone users are saying that their battery life has got even worse since the 5.01 update, which means that it probably wasn't that in the first place. Oh dear, we'll have to wait and see what Apple's response is. Yeah, but it's probably only two people anyway, isn't it? That's enough of a trend to put a story out that's malicious. Come on. Sony is going to beat Apple to the TV revolution. They're scared enough to believe Carl Swagger's prediction and his 20 bucks that he's definitely going to have one come through. And they've decided that it's going to be ready and it's going to be out and it's going to be on sale very, very soon. Sony CEO Howard Stringer has said that it's got the strategy for a brand new TV platform and they have a four-screen strategy for offering network services on mobile tablets, phones, computers, personal computers and now TV sets. I spent the last 5 years building a platform so I can compete against Steve Jobs, says Mr. Stringer. It's finished, and it's launching now. Adobe's product manager, Mike Chambers, has explained why mobile's gone. He said it's all Steve Jobs' fault. He was nasty and mean about it, and we had to take it down. Yes. Well, bad luck, mate, because it's still going. He said, actually, that it's something to do with the fact that HTML5 has been more widely accepted. He refrained from saying that Flash is an overbloated piece of crap, but it's all Steve Jobs' fault yet again. Google Music is going to come with an MP3 download store. They've sent out an invitation for November 16th. So what are you doing? You could go along. They've borrowed Spinal Tap's line of saying that this will go up to 11 for the event. It's going to be streamed live on YouTube as well, so you can watch it. And Andy Rubin said there's going to be a twist. I can't wait for that. Suzuki has released the Q-Concept microcar. It's going to outsmart the smart, unquote the press release. It's an awful looking thing. I can't think for 1 second that A, I'm going to fit in it, or B, there'd be any reason to want to fit in it. You get inside this thing, it looks like a toy car. It's got solid wheels like it's come out of iRobot, but we're nowhere near the same class as the Audi. And it's got an orange fervor around it, which... moving on. Now, if you're a lover of opera, and we are, we've had a play with it, and we think it's great, that's the royal way, of course, then Opera 11.6 Beta is out there. Go and have a play, and you'll get state-of-the-art HTML5 parsing and a whole pile of other stuff, because Opera are the market leaders when it comes to browsing, I'm telling you. The only problem is, there's no Flash on it. Ha-ha! Well done, mate. You can always download it and include it, though, don't worry. And finally, Michael Scopek of Illinois has called 911 to try and get his iPhone fixed. Instead of getting his iPhone fixed, he got arrested. And it said, after 5 calls were made to police, they traced it to his home in Illinois and found him drunk and belligerent. He was arrested because he wouldn't follow police officers' orders. They're not clear yet as to why he was using the emergency phone number. He's been arrested and he's in court next week on misdemeanor charges. Bad luck, Michael. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at bageltechnews, and you can also follow us on Facebook and YouTube at the Bagel Tech Network. We'll be back again this evening with the F1 show, all the roundup from the weekend's Grand Prix, and then we'll be back on Wednesday with the photo show again. Until then, have a great day. Thanks for listening.